All right, welcome back to Mythbusters, so to myth number 99. Learning today is sponsored by the Jaffe family in memory of Josh's mother, Sarah Leia Bas Yona Leib, Tehinish Masatribas Rachayim, and for Fushlima for Shira Bas Tavor Leia. All right, we're up to myth number 99, and today we will discuss kissing mezuzahs. Is that a real thing? And hopefully tomorrow or later this week, we'll get into kissing Sifrei Torah. And you know, I'm thinking during COVID, certainly I haven't noticed much of either of these going on in public, in the shul, let's say, people kissing mezuzahs or kissing Sifrei Torah, our mouths are even covered. But as hopefully we're getting into better times, and we're discussing reinstituting this, getting back to a normal Hagla Galila and that. So, you know, at some point we'll get back to, kissing the Sifrei Torah, kissing a mezuzah inside a shul. Where do either of these come from? Are they myths? Are they based in anything? So we'll discuss each of them. So we'll start today with the mezuzah. So the Shulchan Aruch makes no mentioning of kissing a mezuzah in Resh Pei Hei, Yoredeya, when he begins Hilchos mezuzah, does not mention anything, touching, kissing, looking, regarding the Gavra as they walk past a mezuzah. The Ramah, both in the Darkei Moshe and in the Ramah in his commentary in the Shulchan Aruch, does quote a practice of putting your hand on the mezuzah and quoting a pasuk based on Hashem Yishmor Tzeischa V'Echa. So Hashem Yishmor Tzeisi Uvoi. Hashem should guard me in my coming and going. And in the Shulchan Aruch, he says, both as you leave your house and enter your house, you should do this, put your hand on the mezuzah and recite this pasuk, Hashem Yishmor Tzeisi Uvoi. And he quotes another pasuk as well. In the Darkei Moshe, he says, where does this come from? So there is a Gemara in Maseches Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Aleph, that he quotes. This is all based on the Maharil that he's quoting. And there's a Gemara there that tells the story of Unculus, the Targum Unculus. And the Gemara, so he was a convert. So after he converted, the Roman emperor sent a group of soldiers to kind of get him and bring him back. And when the soldiers went, Unculus spoke to them and converted them. And then he sent a second group of soldiers, and he's like, don't talk to him. And don't ask him anything. So the second group of soldiers went. They didn't ask him anything, but he began the conversation and he ended up converting them, and they stayed. And he sent the emperor sent a third group of soldiers, and he said, "Don't talk to him. Don't listen to him. Nothing." So they were pulling him out of the house, and as he was leaving the house, the Gemara says he looked at the mezuzah. He put his hand in the mezuzah, and he says, "Everybody, what's this?" And they were a little surprised, and he ended up giving them the mashal that, a bus of a dumb, a mortal king, so he's on the inside, and we all protect the king on the outside. When it comes to Hashem, God, our mezuzah, representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is on the outside of our house, protecting us, and we're on the inside. Which team do you want to be on? And they converted. And so the emperor stopped going after Unculus. But the point is, you see from there, this notion of putting your hand in the mezuzah, that's what Unculus did. The Aruch HaShulchan says, it's a ktsas raya, that's a little bit of a raya. Presumably what he means is did Unculus always do this? Or is this a last-ditch effort, off-the-cuff, thinking they're about to take me away, I got to do something? That might not be the normal practice. Nonetheless, the Ramah quotes this. We have some basis. But again, no mentioning of kissing the mezuzah, either in the Shulchan Aruch or in the Ramah. Just the idea of touching the mezuzah and saying this pasuk. The idea to recognize Hashem's shmira of us. Kissing is like this extra level of affection that isn't at all brought down in the Gemara, in the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah. Where does it come from? So I saw the earliest sources attributed to the Arizal, and from that, most people have picked up the minhag. It is brought down in both the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Chaya Adam. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Yud Aleph Chaf Dalet says, "Ulefisha mezuzah hu laskiro yichud shemo yisbarach lachin kishe yatsa mipesach beiso lachin kishe nichnas yinashik osa." Okay, so he does say that when we leave our house and enter our house, we should kiss it. The Chaya Adam also has that language of kissing it. I guess it's this added level of affection. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch does say, assuming it's inside of a case. If it's not in a case, then you touch it and you smudge it. You're going to smudge the Shem Hashem, the Shakai, so then that would be problematic. But if it's in a case, which our mezuzahs are, then all this would apply. And I saw, the Stipler and others discuss, the Be'er Moshe, which hand should you use if you're righty, if you're lefty to kiss it, which fingers should you use. So it certainly is accepted by many as a common practice. Just noteworthy, I'm not saying it's a myth, but not brought down in the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch, or the Ramah, the notion of kissing the mezuzah. The Chazon Ish is actually quoted as saying, you should look at the mezuzah. You look at the mezuzah when you walk in the room, and that itself serves as a reminder. So again, certainly, even though things are getting better, but we're still obviously taking precautions. And in public spaces, I don't know if people are really kissing. I mean, their mouths aren't even exposed. So what are you, you're not even touching your lips, really, even if you touch it. But for those who aren't, so you should know that there are those who would say just to touch it in the first place. That would be the Ramah. The Chazanish would say just to look at it. But I will not say it's a myth, the notion of kissing, attributed to the Arizal and certainly quoted by some of the mainstream poskim, such as the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Chai Adam. So there you have it, the full range of appropriate activities to do when passing a mezuzah.